Good evening, everyone. We are back again. We are happy to be back. Today, we are going to discuss the previous episode, which is called Speechless. I deleted both of the episodes from all the platforms. I hope you're not going to be able to find it anymore, because we're going to redo it. We're going to make it a bit professionally. And this time, we're going to dip into this meaning of this song, okay? In our previous episode, I promised to tell you what's behind this song, but I really didn't tell you about it, so it was quite sad. Maybe I forgot what to tell, so something went wrong. I can't remember now. So, if you're ready, let's dive into it. Hurmatli dinglovchilar, Speechless degan episodimizni eshitgan bo'lsanglar yaxshi. Eshitmagan bo'lsanglar undan ham yaxshi, chunki u epizodni, demak, barcha platformalardan o'chirib tashlash iltimos qildim administratorlardan. O'shaning uchun bugungi epizodimiz o'sha yakunlanmay qolgan mavzular haqida gaplashamiz, chunki dunyoda sodir bo'layotgan, O'zbekistonning ichida ham sodir bo'layotgan ko'plab voqealar o'sha bog'liq baribir bir-biriga. O'shaning uchun bu speechless ashulani eshitish mobaynida, demak, tushunib olasizlar gap nima haqida ketayotganini. Alright, ko'p gapirmaymiz. Har doimgidek, you're gonna listen the first part of that song, then we're gonna go into discussion part. Har doimgidek, demak, ashulani bir qismini eshitib olamiz va discussion qismiga o'tamiz. So, tayyor bo'lsanglar, choy, poy, kofelarni olib olasizlar. Biz boshladik.
Here comes a wave meant to wash me away, a tide that is taking me under. Broken again, left with nothing to say, my voice drowned out in the thunder.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, that was the first part of that song. It's a bit sad, but it has the meaning, so we are discussing it. Hurmatli tinglovchilar, bu ashulani dastlabki qismi uzr to'xtatib qo'ygan uchun, lekin ashula biroz qayg'uli, shunga yarasha uni ma'nosi bor ortida, o'shaning uchun ham birga diskus qilyapmiz. Dastlabki frazasi, demak, here comes a wave meant to wash me away deyapti. Meant degan fraza o'zi peshanasiga yozilgan deymiz-ku o'zbekchada. O'sha narsaga ko'proq mos keladi, ya'ni sodir bo'lishi aniq bo'lgan hodisalarni ular it's meant to be like that deydi. Masalan, shunaqa bo'lishi kerak, shunaqa bo'ladi degan ma'noda. Meant to be degan frazani eng ko'p eshitgan joylarni men bilaman. Menimcha, mana bu ashula bo'lsa kerak. This was just meant to be, you'll be coming back to me, 'cause this is pure love. Well, is it spot or not? Nuqtasiga urdimmi yoki yo'q? Alright, anyways, nima bo'lgan taqdirda ham, here comes a wave deyapti. Mana wave bu to'lqin, daryo, dengizlarning ustida to'lqin bo'ladi-yu. O'sha narsa wash me away, ya'ni meni yuvib ketishga, meni olib ketishga deyapti. Kelyapti deb tushunasizmi? O'sha to'lqinlar meni olib ketishga kelyapti, ya'ni sodir bo'ladi o'sha narsa. Peshanasiga yozilgan ekan o'sha oqizib ketishi. All right. Next phrase is a tide that is taking me under. Tide degan narsa ham o'sha toshqin, umumiy ma'noda toshqin bo'ladi. Tide degan parashyutlar ham bor-ku, kir yuvasizlar, lekin hech qiziqib ko'rganmisizlar o'sha ma'nosini? Toshqin degan, chunki mashinaning ichida toshqin bo'ladi-yu. Right. Jenerson, whatever. Keyingi frazalarimiz bizda bu yerda that is taking me under deyapti. Bu narsani ma'nosi aniq, ya'ni uni qayerdan olib ketayotgani aniq. Tagidan oqizib ketyapti. Okay, funny, but it's sad. Broken again. Broken degan ma'no to'g'ridan to'g'ri singan. Lekin bu yerda odam ruhan sinadi-yu. o'sha narsani broken deydi bo'ladi. Odam sinib qolmaydi tushunarli, ikkiga bo'linib sinib qolmaydi. Left with nothing to say deyapti. Bu hech narsa aytolmasdan qolmoq. Okay? And the last one, my voice drowned out in the thunder. Mana bu narsa drowned out degani bizda cover degan tushuncha bor-ku. Qoplab qo'ymoq, tushunarli. Hatto deyapti mana chaqmoqqa ham meni ovozim qoplab qo'yadi deyapti. O'zi aytishga hech narsasi qolmagan, ya'ni left with nothing to say deyapti. Hech narsa aytolmasdan qoldim, lekin meni ovozim deyapti butun chaqmoqqa yop tashadi deyapti. Undan keyingi kufletini oxirigacha eshitamiz va undan so'ng to'liq discussion qilamiz va bu ashula bilan o'sha Jasmine obrazidagi Naomi Scott nima demoqchi o'sha ashulasi bilan shu haqida gaplashamiz. Okay.
But I can't cry and I can't start to crumble whenever they try to shut me or cut me down. I can't stay silent though they want to keep me quiet and I tremble when they try it. All I know is I won't go speechless. All right,
you finished this song. Now we're gonna dive into the deep meaning of this song, okay? All right, let me start with this one. Demek, bu yerda, but I can't cry. Bu narsani sizlarga tarjima qilish shart emas. I can't start to crumble deyapti. Crumble deganini demek, sizlarga homework bo'ladi. Nimani nazarda tutayotganini demek, qidirib topib ko'rasizlar. Okay, biz davom etamiz, chunki biz asosiy ma'nosiga sho'ng'ishimiz kerak. Whenever they try to shut me or cut me down. Mana bu narsani oldin discussionda qilganmiz. Bu yerdagi asosiy fraza shut me or cut me down. Ya'ni shut me down degani ovozimni o'chirmoq degan tushunali. Shut up degan frazani ko'p ishlatasizlar-ku, bir-birlaringga jag'ingni yop degan. O'sha именно bu yerda shut me down meni ovozimni o'chiradi degan. Or cut me down. Cut me degan narsa, o'zi cut down degan narsa o'zi tarixiy bosh kesgan u, yuqoridan boltani tashlab pastga qarab kesgan uchun ham cut down, ya'ni o'ldirib tashlamoq degan tushunali. Ular yo meni ovozimni o'chirishga yoki o'ldirishga harakat qilganda deb aytibdi whenever they try. Undan keyin asosiy kupleti boshlanadi. I can't stay silent deyapti. Ya'ni men jim turolmayman deyapti, tushunarli. Gapirish kerak ekan, ya'ni jim turolmas ekan. Though they wanna keep me quiet deyapti. Although despite in spite of hammasini bilasizlar, ya'ni qaramasdan degan. Ular meni jim ushlab turishiga qaramasdan deyapti, tushunarli. They wanna keep me quiet and I tremble it when they try it deyapti. And I tremble degan narsa, bu odam qo'rqib ketadi-yu biron narsadan. Ya'ni ular meni jim bo'lishimga majburlasa, men bu narsadan qo'rqib ketaman, deyapti, tushunali. All I know is I won't go speechless. Bu yerda I won't, ya'ni will not kelasi zamondagi gap aytyapti, ya'ni all I know biladigan hamma narsam shuki, deyapti. I won't go speechless, ya'ni men speech degan so'zni bilasizlar, ya'ni nutq, gapirmoq degani. O'sha gapirmasdan qolmayman, deyapti. Men baribir gapiraman, deyapti, tushunali. Right. We are going to go to the main meaning of this song. Hozir demak, asosiy ma'nosiga o'tamiz boshlanani. Naomi Scott bu ashula bilan demak, ayollarni nomidan aytgan, ya'ni ko'pchilik muhitda o'sha ayollarni doim past nazarda qaraydi-yu. Ko'pchilik mamlakatlar shunaqa, afsuski O'zbekistonda ham bunaqa holatlar uchrab turadi. Gapirish juda ham qayg'uli, lekin bu narsalar mavjud. O'sha kamsitilgan ayollar ham kimdir opasi, kimdir onasi o'shaning uchun shu narsani hisobga olgan holda ayollarni hech qachon yerga urish kerak emas. Bu ashulada demak I won't be speechless deyapti, ya'ni men baribir gapiraman deyapti, tushunarli. Ko'ryapsizlarmi, ashula juda ham sermano, o'sha ayollarni himoya qilib aytgan. Chunki o'sha filmda ham ko'rgan bo'lsangiz, uni qizi, demak podshoh qizi sulton bo'laman deydi o'rniga, siz o'rningizga o'rinbosar bo'laman deydi, lekin sen bo'la olmaysan deydi. Nimaga desa, chunki sen ayol kishisan deydi. Aslida bu ham ayollarni kamsitish. Men bu epizodimda demak bu qanchalik to'g'ri yoki bu narsa feminizm emasmi degan diskussionni o'rtaga qo'yib konflikt yuzaga keltirmoqchi emasman. O'shaning uchun men shunchaki ashulani ma'nosini sizlarga ulashishni xohladim. Va o'sha aytib o'tgan yagona nuqtai nazarim, demak ayollarni kamsitish kerak emas, lekin ayollarga ko'p erkinlik ham berib yuborish kerak emas deb o'ylayman. Chunki ayollar ko'proq hissiyotga tayanib qaror qabul qiladi, erkaklar esa demak har qanday vaziyatda bo'lsa ham har doim erkaklar miyasiga quloq soladi, ayollar ko'proq qalbiga quloq soladi deyishadi. O'shaning uchun hamma narsani o'z o'rnida bo'lgani yaxshi deb o'ylayman. Chunki ayollarni ulug'lashimiz, e'zozlashimiz kerak va erkaklar demak har doim oila boshi va nima deyishimiz mumkin, ayollarni himoyachisi bo'lishi kerak, ularni kamsituvchisi emas, himoyachisi bo'lishi kerak. O'sha tomondan demak erkaklar o'zini ustunligini isbotlashi kerak deb o'ylayman. Bu shunchaki mening nuqtai nazarim. Demak oramizda ba'zi tinglovchilar bo'lishi mumkin, yo'q ayollar erkaklar bilan teng deydigan. Albatta diskussionlarni yoqtiraman, lekin konflikt darajasiga olib chiqadigan bo'lsanglar diskussionimizda to'xtaydi. O'shaning uchun o'z fikringizni bemalol email orqali yuborishingiz mumkin. Albatta e'tiboringiz uchun katta rahmat. Bu ashulani dastlabki bir qismi edi. Ikkinchi qismini demak o'zingizlar internetdan topib eshitib ko'rsanglar, ikkinchi qismida ham xuddi o'sha ma'nodagi gaplarni gapiradi. Naomi Scott umuman olganda ajoyib ashula. O'shaning uchun menga juda ham yoqqani uchun demak qaytadan epizod qilishga qaror qildim. O'ylaymanki sizlarga epizod yoqdi, nimadir tushunarsiz bo'lsa demak bemalol o'sha ashulaga qaytib yana diskussion qismini eshitib bemalol ma'nosini tushunib olishingiz mumkin. Bu narsa yo sevgi haqida yo vatan haqida deb o'ylamanglar. Har doim demak ashulani har xil boshqacha ma'nolari ham bo'ladi, chunki bu narsa bilan o'sha ijodkor nimanidir yetkazib bermoqchi bo'ladida. Right, juda ham ko'p gapirib yubordim. Bugungi epizodimiz mana shundan iborat edi. I hope you liked the episode. I personally enjoyed it, redoing it again. It's been a long time. Send me your thoughts, send me your feedback, send me your criticism, whatever. So I will be always available on email and in our Telegram channel. You can also subscribe if you wish. So I hope we're going to see each other very, very soon. As usual, you take care. Goodbye.